Hey everyone, welcome back. It's another edition of the Pick Six. I'm your host, Mike Wobchall at TCO Studios at Winter Park. Everyone is everywhere. Pro Bowl in Orlando, Senior Bowl in Mobile, but we're here to answer your questions, so let's get to work. Question number one comes from Rod. Can you say right now that Sam Bradford will be the starter next season? Well, it's not going to be my decision, but Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer did say at the end of the season that Sam Bradford has earned the right to be the starting quarterback. He also said there's no timeline yet on the return of Teddy Bridgewater, but one thing is for sure, the Vikings are in good shape at the quarterback position either way. Sam is coming off the best season he's had in his career, so there's optimism there for the Vikings offense, and when Teddy is healthy, the Vikings will have a nice second option as well. Our next question comes from Eric. Read a story about Cordarrelle Patterson liking the idea of moving to running back. Could that be a realistic possibility for him? Well, Cordarrelle has done a lot of things here with the Vikings, but one thing he's done is demonstrated an ability to do whatever it takes to get on the field. You saw him covering punts this year after all, so it wouldn't surprise me if he'd be open to that idea. Now, whether it happens or not is an entirely different subject. We saw Packers running back Ty Montgomery, who was a wide receiver, transition to running back. That's where this question stems from. The thing to remember about that, though, is Montgomery did have experience as a running back before his pro career. What will happen with Cordarrelle, we don't really know, but we do know he's going to be willing to do whatever it takes to get on the field. Travis has the next question. If we are without Newman, Munnerlyn, and Greenway next year, do you feel Waynes, Alexander, and Brothers or Lemur are ready to step in and be regular starters? Well, first off, we don't know if we'll be without those guys or not. All three of them, Newman, Munnerlyn, and Greenway, are veterans and they're coming off quality seasons. So if they're back, that's great news for the Vikings. If they're not back, the good news is I do think the players that Travis mentioned are ready to step into more prominent roles. We saw Waynes play even more on defense this year than he did last year. It won't surprise me if Mackenzie Alexander follows that same path. Brothers showed a lot of promise as a rookie on special teams. He was third on the team in tackles, and Emmanuel Lemur was good on special teams as well. A lot of times, defenders who can make a name for themselves on defense start out as special teams guys. Both Lemur and Brothers have done that. Our next question comes from Todd. I see that Diggs and Thielen did well, but why did Treadwell and Patterson not do as well, considering they had the same team coaches and learning atmosphere? Well, first, let's remember the team asked Treadwell and Patterson to do different things than they asked Thielen and Diggs to do. Thielen and Diggs, though, both had great seasons. About as good a season from a duo at wide receiver as the Vikings have seen since the days of Randy Moss and Chris Carter. Those guys can make the routine catches, and they can make the great catches. Our next question comes from Ian in Virginia. With the possibility of Terrence Newman retiring, would you like to see the Vikings sign Morris Claiborne to a two-year deal? Well, we've got to be careful with free agency. It doesn't start till March 9th, and Morris Claiborne is under contract with another team. So the first thing that happens before free agency starts is teams decide if they want to keep their own players or not. But as we talked about earlier, Mackenzie Alexander and Trey Waynes have taken great strides of improvement, and there's reason to expect even more improvement from those two. So don't be surprised if the team turns internally to replace starters before they look elsewhere. The next question comes from Dylan in Mankato. The Senior Bowl is going on right now, which gets me excited for the draft. But what is the most important part of the pre-draft process? Well, I think the most important part has actually already happened. It's the college games, the game tape. That's what scouts and coaches are going to rely upon the most in their evaluation of the incoming class of players. But events like the Senior Bowl, the Combine, and Pro Days are also an important part of that process. Speaking of the Combine, VEN is going to be at the Combine once again this year, so make sure you check out all of Vikings Entertainment Network properties, including the Vikings app, for coverage wall-to-wall of the 2017 NFL Scouting Combine. Also, stay tuned to all of those platforms right now because we have content coming to you from the Pro Bowl and from the Senior Bowl all week. Now, next week, we'll be back with another edition of the Pick 6, so make sure you submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next week.